Recording. Okay, I'm ready when you are, Kev.
Three, two.
Hey, I'm Steve Vokers at the Steve Vokers Group. This is March's data update. And obviously we go in arrear, so really this is February's data looking in the past, because we are now in the early stages of March, so we don't know how many sales and transactions. But this is a big month for Big Kev and I, because we have been rocking this for 12 months. Like, that's like a habit, right? Like, once you do something for long enough, it's like becomes normal. So we're super excited. We have 12 months of data. You can look at all of them on the website or YouTube channel. But I'm just kind of really proud of us, Kev. We've done some nice stuff here, and I think it's really beneficial. We have heard from our clients and hopefully others that this has been beneficial for them. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not an economist. I didn't even go to college. But ultimately, data is data, and we're just talking about sort of what we're seeing for trends. I've got the 16 or 17 years of experience. I keep losing track, Kev, of how many years. And at one point, I'm going to just stop. Like, I just should stop. But anyways, you know, it was fun yesterday, Kev, because we were talking about the good old days for Ms. Tanis and I and lockboxes and having to have sets of keys to get in houses. And these kids don't know anything about that. But anyways, I'm getting old. Kev put the data together. We got lots of points to track for this update. And, you know, one of my predictions came true. Barely, but it did come true. So I have to pat myself on the back or whatever. So Kev's data book is obviously online and in all the places. And he's constantly adding guys. So like we actually know where the area is now, right? We did a drawn map of what the actual Grand Rapids area is, and it goes a long ways south and a long ways north. Not as far like west, right, as you think. It sort of cuts just after Hudsonville, and it doesn't actually get into Allendale, right? So we're more north, we're more south, and we're way more east, almost Lansing. For the area that we're pulling from. So we're going to get into data. I have a couple of sort of things to think about and everything. The messaging today is the messaging that we've been talking about since we started this, and that is inventory and then interest rates, right? Those two combos are what we're talking about. Inventory in West Michigan, and then will the interest rates adjust the inventory levels, or what will we see going forward based on the history of what we've had in the past? I just checked my stocks like literally a minute ago, and guess what, Kev? They're tanking. Yeah, you know why? Because Mr. Powell's talking in Congress about interest rates needing to stay at this level or raise for a substantial amount of time to rebalance inflation. The stock market doesn't like that. They want cheaper money, and so my stocks are going down. But what that means is just probably a consistency or still a little bit more of a rise in interest rates. It's good that they talk about these things. You know, the stock market's all over the place, and it's a longer play for me, but it is fun to watch daily how just one comment from one person adjusts the whole thing, right? So what you're going to see, Mr. Powell is the Fed chair. He's the one sort of helping to decide based on the other chairs of the Federal Reserve what basically where the what is the word? I'm sorry, I don't know economics, but basically where the main number that they believe rates are should be at as a federal standpoint. And then from there, then bonds and other things come into to play with mortgage rates based on savings and whatnot. So what we can expect really is interest rates to stay or increase. I don't see them going down anytime in the next year or next 12 months. I've had some lenders that say like, oh, this fall we might see them go down into the fives. You know, that would be a happy moment, but I don't see it. That's just my prediction. Kev, hold me to that. We've got graphs that will show us that eventually. I just think we're going to need to stay at this level for a pretty long period of time, a year, maybe two, before we sort of work out of this. But yeah, but I think that's just an issue that we have. So that's talking about Fed policy a little bit and rates. But rates are only part, or actually right now in West Michigan, a small part of the equation. The bigger part of the equation still is inventory, which has to do with rates, I believe. But ultimately, we are down 22% month over month over the five-year average. So basically, we're down. So last February, for residential sales, we had 675 sales. This month, we had 524 sales. Why is that? It's a direct cause of inventory, folks. Like, we have buyers. They're ready to buy. They cannot find the home that they want to buy, or we're back to multiple offer conversations. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But we're back to that multiple offer deal. So year to date, closed transactions were down 26%. We were down 25% last month. We are year to date closed transaction on a rolling 12 month. Kevin's getting really fancy here, folks. I had to ask him questions. I'm like, what in the world? Rolling 12 months. We got a rolling 12 month graph of closed so far. And we have not been at this level for 10 years in January. So we have to look back to 2013 to really find a January that has this low of average rolling 12 month sales. Going forward, I have so many notes in here. This is good stuff today, Kev. We're down 25%. We said that, right? But volume, or the amount of the dollars, what we get paid on or what you buy, are at zero. They're even for last year, right? And so what does that mean? That just means that, like, we're down 25%, but the price we're paying for those houses is still continuing to rise. So prices are continuing to rise based on the fact that there is no inventory. Rates do not seem to be affecting that right now, right? So that's why the Fed is sitting there in Congress saying, like, we're going to have to keep rates the way they are, or we're going to have to raise them, because it's not slowing this down. It's not stopping the growth, not stopping it enough in order to continue to have the inflation issue. And real estate is one of the biggest places that they're trying to slow down the inflation issue. Monthly median sale price since 2012. This is kind of a fun graph that Kevin's been working on, but it basically shows, like, in each price point where the new market is or where medium is. Now, median price is different than average price. Just a little education, because it took me like years to understand this. Again, without that degree, you know, it just takes a little bit longer to sink in. Average is basically just saying that, you know, whatever the top and the bottom is, you know, divide it by however many units that were sold, this is your average price, right? So you'll see a lot of agents that will be putting out average price. The average price in Grand Rapids is 310, 315. The issue with that, instead of median price, is the average can change dramatically based on the top or the bottom, right? So all of a sudden, we have a couple $5 million houses that sell on Reed's Lake, or you name it, right? You got a couple outliers on the top, and all of a sudden you have a group of, like, really crappy foreclosures all sell in the $50,000 price point. That is going to throw your average off. So average is very hard, because it's going to go like this based on those outliers. So the median price is sort of a better one to really see, because you're taking out the top outliers and the bottom outliers and really finding the average for then the bulk of the market. So we are up still in February. We're at 285,000. In January, we're 171,000. Like, okay, so on average, or the median price went up then, what is the math in that? $14,000 in a month. So the, like, 14,000, that's a lot of money to go up in 1 month. We're seeing that year over year, 11% increase. Oh my goodness, so much. Okay, where's the one? Oh, I called it. So last month we talked about the fact that we had seen sort of this below average price per last list price. So the list price goes out at 200,000. We were seeing a 1, 2, 3 month dip in that, right? Instead of being like 1.5% or 1.4%. So you're paying 4% more than list price. We actually saw a dip at the end of last year. That was an interest rate conversation. People were trying to figure out, okay, I went from 3% or 4% to paying 7%. Like, now I have an affordability issue. But what I said last month and has come true is I had the feeling that we were going to start trending back above that. And that is true. Just barely, 100.1. Just barely. But data is one thing, and then sort of in practice. And we have had multiple listings that we've listed in the last 30 days and buyers that we've helped. I only have one of the last five or six transactions in the last 30 days that we have done that has gone at list price. Everything else was above list price. The starter homes at the 180, 190 price have gone for 225, right? So a full, at least 10% above on those starter houses, right? 290 in Alger Heights going for 330, 340. Alger Heights, folks, like, if you don't know where Alger Heights is, that's where I grew up. Love the little neighborhood, great little starter houses. But in 1 month, like 289, 340, that's a lot of dollars to increase, right? So we're seeing the starter house price point go up by almost 10% from list price to sale price. But even in the higher markets, the stuff at 800, 900 has multiple offers still within that first weekend. We listed the one in Forest Hills, right, Kev? I think that's a prime example. 525, three bedroom, three bath on 2 acres, right off a Knapp in the Beltline. Great little area, great little house, right? Or decent sized house. We had over 25 agent showings and we had 50 people at the zoo is what people are telling us. It was a zoo at the open house. So at the zoo, there was more than 50 people. We had six offers on that went significantly higher, probably about that 10% range. So right now we're having those conversations with our buyers that if the home is priced according to what the data or the current market using a 6 month in reverse, like an appraiser would use, if it's priced with that 6 month in reverse, we're seeing a 10% growth right now. Will that be sustainable all year? Depends on those rate increases, right? And it depends on inventory. But we are starting to see that 10% again as being a pretty normal. We have seen the no inspections come back at times. Scary, but we are seeing it again, right? The appraisal gap guarantees are also part of the deal now. So just be aware that we're back to some of the stuff that we used last year. And again, why is that? That just is supply, right? We're down 10% still in supply with low inventory. 1, 2, 3, 4. We have to go 4 months or 4 years back to have more inventory than we have now. We have the same amount of inventory really as the last two Februaries where there was 3% interest rate. So we're at 6.5-7% interest rate, but we still have the same inventory issue. So until that changes, we're not really going to adjust, right? New listings are down 19% in February. So a couple things. I gave the idea of the eggs to Kevin. So if we talk about supply and demand, everybody understands the egg issue we're having right now, right? So we had plenty of supply of eggs. No one ever worried about eggs. I never worried about eggs. There was always plenty of eggs. You could go fancy on your eggs or you could go cheap on your eggs, right? You could go and get a value pack of eggs from the gas station for $1.25, right? Now that same thing is $4, right? And why is that? There was a flu, killed a bunch of chickens, not enough supply. So supply and demand. Demand is the same. We all want the same amount of eggs, or maybe we're even buying a little more because we're afraid there's not going to be any. So demand is probably up a little bit, right? Which is similar to how the inventory situation happened. Demand was up because rates were low, so we had a higher demand, right? So supply, though, when it comes back with the eggs, Will the price go back to $1.25, Kev? No. Kevin's shaking his head. No, I don't believe it will. Why? Because the producer of eggs, why would they want to go back to $1.25? Why would they, like, even if we have enough eggs to go around, they're going to try to backfill the fact that this could happen again, so they might need more chickens, or they're fine with less chickens to get more money per egg per chicken. So guess what? We might be at $1.75 or $2 for a dozen eggs for the future. That's just, it's inflation plus supply and demand, and now it's the new price. And so that's, I think, what we have with housing now, right? People are waiting for this price pullback, or this idea that when rates increase by X, then the value of the house is going to go down. But I think with the egg kind of analogy, even if inventory goes up, which eggs eventually will go up, we will come down, but we won't come down below what we are now, right? Like, we would have to have a huge spike in inventory, which would then be a huge spike in rates, which then would be not affordable for a lot of people. So then, yeah, you could, but, you know, it's going to be a long time. Kevin pulled up the data. I threw it to the side, but it is good data. Just basically the U.S. Census, but it's, you know, monthly new residential construction on a national average. And sort of you see this national average of construction being the same. And I said to Kevin, the difference is we're in West Michigan, and we don't have any of the big national builders. So you might, when you're looking at, when like Mr. Powell is looking at data for the whole country, or if you're looking at the greater economics, or you hear stories of pricing pulling back, I would tell you, I think that's probably in Phoenix or Denver or some areas of Florida, right? Like where you've got the big national builders that are putting in 200, 400, 500 homes in one community, or putting in, you know, big condo complexes, you name it. We don't have that here. We've got really good builders, but even the biggest one is, you know, producing in all of their inventory 1,000. That's not just in Grand Rapids. If you think of that Grand Rapids market that Kevin and I have, let's just say that's 600 or 700 units. That's not enough to affect this, right? And so we don't have that inventory. And even if we did, I don't think the rates are going to play a factor right now. So how much does the rate need to go up to create a factor? Probably 9 or 10%. I hate to say it, but I don't think the amount of buyers out there that still need homes, that if we got up to maybe in the mid eights, right, maybe an eight, we would slow down. But we still would have an inventory issue. We still would, right? We played that out last year in June, July, and August, right? We had inventory go up, but the max it went up to is 1.5 months. And then we did have a pullback in pricing of list price to sale price, but it still was above the amount January, right? So as January continues to truck right now, even if we go up to 8% in June, July, and August, well, what does it go up to? Does it go up to 2% of inventory or 2 months of inventory? But my gut tells me that 1.5 months of inventory was everybody afraid of the rates, and they threw all their houses on the market at the exact same time in June, May and June, saying, oh crap, we need to buy now because rates are now 4 and they could be 6, you know, soon, and they did, that did happen. So you had this huge glut of inventory, but all that's been purchased. So just go to our website, go to any of the websites. You're seeing very few homes being listed each week. We will see more at spring market. Kevin's busy. I'm in my flannel today because we're going to go rock the four-wheelers at a property in Caledonia today for our marketing video. So I thought I'd dress, you know, appropriate for that. But I think that we just have some time here before we're going to get to an inventory issue on the opposite side than what we have. So if you're looking to buy, it's still a good time to buy. I know that's the weird thing, and every agent sort of says it, right? Last year, we started these conversations to talk about, is it? Because everybody was saying, oh, everything will always go up and it always will be fine. Well, it wasn't for a couple months. We're back to that. But what we just say to our clients is, if you're buying for a year or two, no longer is that this market going to be the 17, 18% growth year over year to then just get out in 2 years, right? Or you might, but you're going to break even. You're not going to make money on that house, right? So I think it's more like, are you wanting a home to live in? And if you are, it's still better than renting somewhere, because rents are going up just as fast, if not faster, than the home value. So still good mortgages out there. Banks are still lending. They still have dollars that they want to give you. It's just more expensive. I think that's about it. Kev, can you think of anything else that we didn't talk about right offhand? No? Oh, this one was good. Just to throw a last little thing in. Every year in February, this listing to sales, listings usually go up and sales stay the same until you get into the spring market, right? It didn't change. It didn't change this month. So new listings stayed the same, but again, sales went up, right? So you didn't have that changeover. So it's really interesting. This has been fun. 12 months of hanging out with you guys and with Big Kev behind the camera there. We'll get him in front of the camera eventually. He's kind of shy. He doesn't really like it, but eventually we'll get him in front of the camera. The other thing is we did throw this up on a podcast, so if looking at me is not your favorite thing to do, you can just listen to me. Kev can add the link for the podcast as well on this posting on social media and on our website. Also, we're going to add some extras now that we've been doing it for 12 months. We're going to invite some of our friends here in West Michigan to talk about the local economy and the national economy and how they connect. So really the last 12 months for me is talking a little bit about national, but really focus on local. And so we're going to get some financial advisors here, some bankers here, all the people that have all the degrees that I don't have. And we're going to ask them fun questions on where do they think this is heading and why, and what should a buyer, seller, or just a consumer do in West Michigan to make sure that they're financially set up for the growth that we're going to have over the next 10 years. I'm Steve. This is the Steve Vokers Group monthly report for March, looking back 12 months. Thanks for hanging out with me. See ya.
Perfect.
Woo! Woo! Biggie.
Yeah.